Begin the current daf, Masechet Shabbos, daf Samech Aleph, begin on the base. Begin to chase the Masechet Tes, begin the words of the Gemara. Kol Sharipa Shleisha B'nei Adam Ke'echad, if it healed three people as one. Which Tes comes to explain the question and Teretz of the Gemara, specifically according to the gears that we have in our Gemara. Now, the Gemara had a question, a contradiction on the Brisa. On the one hand, there's a Brisa that says that what makes a Kameya Mumcha is if it healed once, twice, three times. Which sounds like even if it was one person, it can be Kameya Mumcha. Problem is, the other Brisa says, what's considered Kameya Mumcha if it healed three people ke'echad? Now, says Taisus, and this is in contrast to Rashi's interpretation, which does not necessarily take into consideration the word ke'echad, Nirulari appears to the read the Garsina ke'echad, that the Girsa is, as we have it in our Gemara, that the Girsa is as one. Now, based on that, v'hachi perushai, so the interpretation has to be different than that of Rashi, because what's the significance of the word as one? You could just say, according to Rashi, the contradiction as doesn't seem Rashi has the word ke'echad. It's just based on if it heals three people versus one person. But near Lari, the Gersini ke'echad, what's the Gersa of as one? V'hachi perushai means like this. Miktani ke'echad, but the fact that the Braisa says to heal three people at once, Amma Mashma, obviously it sounds like the Begimel Kamei Ma'at, we're talking about three different Kameyas. Because if we're talking about one Kameya, one unit, it can't heal three people at one time, at the same time, literally, because each one, each wearing it distinctly. So obviously it cannot be the same one. That's what the Gemara's question is, but previously we learned in the Braisa, Kol Sharipa, Pshon Mashila, should be healed once and twice and three times. Mashma, that sounds like Kameya Echad. One Kameya itself healed three different times. That's also sufficient to make its effectiveness. So what is it? Is it three different ones or one Kameya? Mashani, that's the Gemara answers, it depends. The Hula El, that previously Brisa that was saying that it's that same Kameya three times, Kameya, that's to establish the effectiveness of the Kameya. Yeah, so the same one does it three times. Vahach, the one that said that it's three different people, that was Lamchuya Gabra. That was to show the effectiveness of the person, and therefore has nothing to do with this Kameya. Yeah, it was three different Kameyas on three different people. Oh, so Bahua then says Taisus, then the truth is, a fiddling the Srapu, even if those three people were not healed yachad at the same time, of course would be enough to make the one who wrote it to become shown effective, even though it wasn't at the same time. So, why did it say that it was at the same time? That's only because if you didn't say the word ke'echad, then I would have thought to say that, yeah, it's talking about the same kameya, and that to prove the effectiveness of this person with three different people, it would have to be with the same one. That's why I say ke'echad lashmina, to tell you the begimel kameya mind, that we're talking about three different kameyas, ulam chuyi gavra, and that's nothing to do with the kameya, it's about the person. And therefore, that as long as the person does it with three different kameyas, he is becoming effective. That's why it says ke'echad, just to prove the point that it's not the same kameya, because Russell wouldn't be able to be at the same time. Here next says, the Masechet Tes begins the words of the Gemara, t'lasa kameya, three amulets, legimel gavri to three people, t'las t'lazimi, each one doing it three times. Which tries to explain how exactly does the third kameya become a mumcha. And that is, the Rapapa had said, the obvious case to him was, if three people, I mean, three amulets for three people, each one three times, so the person and the kameya have become a mumcha. So Pirush Tais explains, what is the exact case? Shekosav lachash echad. He wrote one recipe, the Gimli Geras, in three different letters, which means he wrote the same recipe, but he put it in the three different packets. V'kol achas ha'i l'gimel anoshim. Each one of these Geras was effective for three people, or even to one person, but shalosh pam, three times. So therefore, the amulet has been proven three times, and the person has proven himself three times. The problem is, kashal Rashba, the Rashba finds it difficult. Because kameya gimel hechi tamchi, how exactly does the third amulet become shown to be effective? Halumiyad kitchen esrapi adam shlisha bekameya gimel, immediately the first time, pam achas, when the first time the third person becomes healed, his first time, with the third amulet, Itamchi Gavra, the doctor has already been shown to be effective because now he already healed three people. V'kiven the Tamchi Gavra, so once the person, the doctor has been shown to be effective, Vaday Shaisi Geras to Mekam Elch, of course it's going to be effective from here on because he's shown to be effective. So you're not proving anything regarding the actual amulet itself because this amulet was written by someone who already proved himself, so you can't prove anymore the effectiveness of the amulet. This is what you could say is, you have to explain the case like this. These first two amulets, Riput Klas Zim Latre Gravi. Yeah, they each one healed three times to two people. So they have been proven to be effective. Now the Kamei Shlishi, now the third amulet, L'chad mihanach trei gavri. Actually, the first times, trei zimni, the first two times of that third amulet was actually not for a third person. Was actually for one of those two people. Now, we had already shown the effectiveness of the first two amulets. The gavra, the kameya shlishi, akatu leitamchu. But we have yet to show the effectiveness of the doctor and of the third amulet. Because since that person only healed two people with three amulets, so the third amulet has not been proven three times yet, because we've only proven two times. And the person, the doctor, neither has also established his effectiveness either, because he only healed with the three amulets, only two people. Ah, then the chazav ripa kamei shlishi adam shlishi. Then the third time of this third amulet was for a third person. Ah, the hashta above of asachas. Now it's happening at the same time. Hamchaz gavra, hamchaz kamei. The effectiveness of the person, of the doctor, and of the amulet happening at the same time. The ninth time is the third person for the third amulet. Therefore, that's happening at the same time, and that's why it's not a difficulty where it's already Hamachur Gavra, Hay Hamachur Kameya. It's not. It's actually happening at the same time. It's not like you would normally understand 3-3-3. It's 3-3, and the first two times are from those first two people, and then the third time is with that third person. Phoenix Tez Demasa begins with the Gemara, Tlas Tla Zimni, each one three times. Tez can explain, why did Rav Papa have to say that each one of them healed three times? That is, the Gemara brings this case of Rav Papa, when you have three kameyas for three people, each one doing three times, the person and the amulet has been proven to be effective. Tez says, truth is, to show the effectiveness of the person and the one amulet, Rav Papa did not have to say that each kameya healed three times. Have a matzah name. The truth is, he could have said chad that you have one amulet tlas zimni three times, ve'inach, and the other two kameyas will only heal chad zimni one time. In such a situation, you'll have a person being shown to be effective, and you'll have that first kameya also been shown to be effective. Elaboy lemeim, but it's just that Rav Papa wanted to say sheyu shleish kamei mumchen, a case that not only is the person being shown to be effective, but that all three amulets are showing to be effective, and therefore he said that it heals each one of them three times. But if you just wanted to say a case of gavra and a kamei mumcha, you wouldn't have to say that each one healed three times. You could say that the other two only healed one time, and you would have the person, because he did three, and the amulet, which would be one of them, was also three times. Tanya says the masul tiz begins the words of Gemara, chad kameya. One amulet, letlas gavri, to three people. So I just going to explain that this Rav Papa picked that the doctor, that the kameya healed three people, is not because the necessity of the effectiveness of the kameya. That is, the Gemara brings that the case of when you have one kameya that healed three people, so the kameya has been shown to be effective, but not the person who wrote it. He has not been shown to be effective because it was only one kameya. Says Taisis near the read, it appears to the read that regarding showing the effectiveness of the kameya, the truth is duadin lachad gavet lasazim. It wouldn't have to be for three people. It would be enough one person three times. The vadi lagabe amchoyz gavet, because most definitely regarding the showing the effectiveness of the doctor, who the meboyle b'msamach. That's where the Gemara has a question later on. Itmach b'chad gavra metlasi kameya. That's where we have a question. Okay, are we going to show the effectiveness of the three kameyas with one person? That's because that's where we have a doubt regarding, okay, who's going to be the more important factor? Are we saying that it's the doctor or it's the patient? But says Taisib regarding showing the effectiveness of the amulet itself, the adif, where that's better, in other words, as we established in the previous Taisib, that's more easily to establish its effectiveness, and that's more important of a factor than the person, like me bailey. That's not a question if it's sufficient when the amulet heals three times by the same patient. That's obvious we would make it dependent on the effectiveness of the kameya. We wouldn't say mazir the high gavra with the makabak sabah, that it's the effect that simply because the patient that he's more receptive to these type of healings. So then says the high dinokid latlasa gavri. So then why do we say that it's for three people? You could say the same thing of this one amulet to one person three times. We have to say for three people. So it's because of an added chiddush. which is that filachi, even so, that this amulet healed three people, still gava lo yatamchi. The doctor has not been shown to be effective, because since all these healings were with the same amulet, and not with three different amulets, although this doctor healed three people, and generally we say that's a chazaka, but that would only be if it would be three different amulets. Since it was one amulet, we're not going to say it was him, we're going to say it was the medicine. We say that is a more stronger factor than the people involved, and therefore that's why it's going to be kameya, mumcha, and not the doctor, not what we call the gab. Tanakh says the master begins the words of the Gemara. Tlas kameya lachad gavra. Three amulets for one person, my, what's the halacha? Which place is bothered. Now, why don't we answer this question from a braisa where we say that the mazel of the person is a factor? And additionally, it says, come to explain, what does it mean, etamchi gavra v'etamchi kameya, which we discussed in the beginning of the circuit? That is, one of the question that Rabbi had, which was not resolved, was let's say one person wrote three amulets, and all three were for one patient. So do we say that the doctor, okay, is shown to be effective because we're three different amulets? Or do we say, no, it's the patient's mazel, and therefore it hasn't shown anything necessarily regarding the effectiveness of the doctor. Now what's bothering Tesis is Tema, Tesis wonders like this. Tishitli meditani le'el. We should resolve this from a braisa that we had previously taught. The braisa said, Ezehu kameya mumcha, what's considered to be shown an effective kameya, an amulet, kalsur dipa shleisha ben yadam. If the amulet healed three people. Now, Taisa explains, Mekmina la, and the Gemara ultimately established, what is this braisa talking about? Because we had a contradiction in braises. That was lamchuyi gavra. This braisa was telling you to show the effectiveness of the doctor. Now, says Taisa Mashma, it sounds like the dafka, specifically if it healed tlas gavri, three different people. Then the doctor has been shown to be effective. Avachad gavra, but if the doctor only healed one person, then lo, he's not going to be effective. Medulay katoni, but the fact that the braisa does not say, kol shripa adam echad begim a kamein, it doesn't say if he healed one person with three different amulets. It says, no, if it healed three different people. So obviously, from the fact that we would see that it would be the mazel of the patient that had caused it. So Taisa doesn't answer that question. Taisa wonders why is that not a bona fide raya from that braisa to answer the Gemara's question, where obviously it's not going to show the effectiveness of the doctor. But now Taisa goes back to the beginning of the sugya on Omen Alf, where Papa had said that you don't need both the kameya and the gavra being mumcha. It's enough with one of them. Now, the thing is, it's not explained over there by the words of our Papa, that how do you have this example that it should be Tamchi Gavra and the Tamchi Kameya? But Taisa brings, there's two different interpretations in Rashi. And Taisa discusses those interpretations. Bukunjus Pirish Beferish Echad, the one interpretation of Rashi he brings is, how do you have Mimchi Gavri and Mimchi Kameya? That the person and the amulet has been shown to be effective. If this doctor makes this amulet for three people, so what happens is, and they get healed, so the nasa adam zeh mumcha, so the doctor has been shown to be effective because he healed three different people. Sharipa l'shleish anashim, he healed three people. And makameh mumcha, the amulet has also been shown to be effective. Sharipa k'sav zeh gimal anashim, because this amulet helped for three different people. Now, says Taisu, l'hai perush enami, according to this interpretation of Rashi, so lo yimchi gavra, so even the doctor has been shown to be effective, it's eladavka lo yisalachash. It's specifically for that script, which it was that same script, which worked for three different patients. Yeah, he helped three different people, but it's maybe only this exact recipe. It doesn't tell us anything regarding other amulets that he's going to write. Now, Bakashal reappears in. Now, the Re finds this interpretation difficult. Because Darmin Lekaman, the Gemara tells later on, which at this point in the Gemara, it's actually before, but based on if we're in the beginning of the sugya, as Tais is going back, the Gemara later on says, Chad kemei letlas agavri, if you write one amulet for three different people, so that the Gemara says, kemei yitamchi, so the amulet has been proven to be effective because the same amulet worked for three different people, and gavra lo yitamchi, and the person has not been shown to be effective. So it sounds like that he's not been shown to be effective at all, not even for this exact lachash that he's writing with this amulet. So how could Rashi say that this case that he's trying to describe would be a Tamchi Gavra and a Tamchi Kameya? No, that would only show the effectiveness of the Kameya. Like we always say, the Kameya is the more important factor than the people involved. It wouldn't be a Tamchi Gavra. And that's the case of Yeshli Yashav Lushakuntras. You could resolve the interpretation of Rashi that he says that the person that made, quote, Chad Kameya Letlasa Gavri, one Kameya for three people, it doesn't mean really one Kameya. Rather, the Hachikam, this is what he means to say. The person, the doctor, made this script, not the same one, not the same amulet, but it was b'shloisha igres legimal nashim. He wrote the same script, but it was different letters, different units for three different people. Oh, that's where the Nasa Adam is at Momcha. That's what Perish HaKodesh meant. That this person, the doctor, has been shown to be effective. Sharip L'Gimal Nashim, because he has healed three different people. And it was different Kameyas. V'Halachash Momcha. And the script itself has been shown to be effective. Sharip L'Halachash HaGimal Nashim, because this script has healed three different people. Problem is, V'Gam Zayin Nir L'Riyah. But the Riyah doesn't like this either. Because the Imbe Inyan Zeh, if this that you're describing, where he wrote this script in three different letters, Nami Kari, that's also called Chad Kemelet Lasagavri, one amulet for three different people, because it's one script. And Kemeya, when you say in the Gemara Kemeya, Tez really clearing over here and discussing what exactly would be the translation of Kemeya. It means, and that's what Tez is asking, Maman of Shach, it's difficult on Rashi, that it would mean the Lachash, the script that's written inside of it, if that's Rashi's intention, well then Hadra Kosh L'Duchte. Well then the question comes back. Because the Gemara Namad Be'ez, Rav Papa says, when you have Chad Kemeya L'Tlas Agavri, one Kemeya for three people, so he says that then only the Kemeya becomes established and not the person. And the imukari b'inyan zeh, and if you're saying that when you write one lachash and three different amulets, so regarding this, it's called tlas kemei letlas agavri chad chad zimna, that it's three amulets for three people, each one doing one time, and the interpretation would be like as if three amulets heal three people three times, because again kemei would mean the letter that has inside of it the lachash. So Hamin Lakaman, the difficulty is, but the Gemara says later on, such a case, when you write three amulets and each one heal one person, the Gavri Tamcha, the person becomes thrown to be effective, the Loi Kameya, not the amulet. So how could Rashi write Miman of Shach? Either way you look at it, if you're saying the Kameya means the Lachash or the Kameya, you can have either one or the other, either the person or the amulet, not both. How could Rashi say that this would be a case description of the Kameya and the person being established? So rather appears to the Rikid appears, like he had previously explained, that Mimcha Gavre, Mimcha Kmei is, that he wrote three letters, and each one of them healed three times. And only over there do we have a question, if Lamchui Gavre, if you need that he should heal three people with his letters, or even one time, even one person would be sufficient. But again, it's and b'chim pirish acher shapirish b'kuncha. So too the other interpretation that Rashi brings, where he writes that one person, he did three kameyas of three different illnesses for three people. Where that's one thing, he became mumcha on his own, and then separately, this kameya that this person going on Shabbos or Shosram, not only was the one who wrote it became a mumcha from some other thing, this kameya itself healed three different people from this illness, and therefore it was independent. That says Taisos a miyushim and the rishon, that's better than the first interpretation that Rashi brings. So Tais had asked, why doesn't the Gemara resolve this question, which it doesn't, of Rav Papa, regarding when one person wrote three amulets, but it only helped for one person? So first Tais wonders, that's one discussion Tais has, that why don't you say that Taisa wants to know, okay, so if you see this doctor heal three times, do you say, no, maybe it's only the mazel of the patient, that he's the one that got all three times the healed. Why didn't you resolve it from the brayse that we had taught previously? It says, what's a kamei mumcha? If it heals three people, and we said that's coming to be lamchui gavra, the inference is that it's only three different people, but one person would not make him into mumcha. Taisa does not answer that question. Then Taisa goes back to the beginning of the sugya, where a puppet said that to make the person into a mumcha, is sufficient to be able to carry such a kameya into Rosh Hashanah. You don't need both the person and the kameya to be mumcha. Now Rashi in this first interpretation explains, how do you have the person and the kameya both having been proven to be effective? It's when this doctor made a kameya for three people, where what happens is that this person became mumcha because he healed three people, and the kameya also became proven to be effective because it healed three times by these three different people. But on that sustain, what you have to say is that then this person, this doctor, has only been shown to be effective for this script, which was written in this Kameya, but not for any other script, because he only did his three times with the same script. But the Rebbe finds that difficult, because the Gemara says that when one Kameya, which is what we're seemingly describing, helps for three people, only the Kameya becomes mumcha and not the person. It sounds like he's totally not. Sakurashi could describe this as a case that he's humcha gavra, at least for this lachash, sounds like it's not humcha even for this lachash itself. So this explains that you have to say the Rashi's intent was that this person, yes, it's the same lachash, but it was in three different packets, three different letters, three different pieces of leather for three different people, where then he becomes a mumcha because he healed three people, And the lachash of mumchim, because that same lachash, albeit in three different units, heal three different people. But the reef finds that difficult based on the amount of shach. Because if this is called one kameya for three people, because the lachash is one, and when the Gemara talks about kameya, it means the lachash, so we're back to the question. Because our papa says when you have chat kameya for three people, only the kameya becomes established and not the person. And if you're going to say that no, that's going to be called three kameya for three people, each one doing one time, because no, kameya doesn't mean the lachash, it means the letter, the unit, the packet that we're talking about. So then the Gemara says later on, such a situation that when you write three kameyas and each one heals one person, so then only the person becomes homuch and not the kameya. How could Rashi write that there's a case of both the person and the kameya being established as a homcha? So therefore, the Ri explains that no, Mumcha Gava, Mumcha Kamei is where he writes three letters and each one of them heals three times, or like the other interpretation of Rash. Tenex Tez, the Maskel Tez begins with the words of the Gemara, Halam Chui Kamei. This is to establish the effectiveness of the Kamei, which this Divi Maskel actually belongs before the Divi Maskel Tlasa. Which Tez comes to prove that Rashi retracted from two of the halachas that he wrote over here. That is, the Gemara answered regarding the contradiction of the Brises. On the one hand, one Brises says to prove the effectiveness, it's to just do it three times, which sounds like even for one person. And that's to establish the effectiveness of the Kameya, but not for the person who wrote it. Because the one who wrote it is for three different people. Now, Pesh Bekonjish Rashi explains that the Nasa Kameya Lavade Mumcha De Odem Zeh. This that we're saying, that when this amulet went healed three times, that the amulet is being proven to be effective, but it's only was written through this person, because it was one person who wrote it. And that's just Taisa it's a wonder. Because Du Asme Pirish B'samach Rashi himself explains later on, Gabe, when it talks about when one person healed with three Kameyas, and each Kameya went and healed Tlas Tlas Zimna three times, where we say that the Kameya has been proven to be effective, and it's not only from the one who wrote it. Rather, the Cholacha Sherdipa Gimel Pamim, where any script that healed three times, Nasi Gimel Kameyas Halala Mumchen, these three Kameyas become shown to be effective, Miat Kala them, from every single person. So we see it's not specifically from the one who wrote it. And Afabisha writes a Loimah HaKunjah, even the Rashi wanted to explain. Shereva Echad Kesavim, one doctor wrote it. How do we see that? Mid the pierce from the fact that Rashi had to come when he wanted to explain, and he says, "Oh, ve'ein lo mishem mazel ve'goyim." Don't say that it was the mazel, the divine inspiration of the doctor who caused it. So we see obviously that it's too much that one doctor did it, and even so, Rashi says that the kameya is going to be mumcha from every person who writes it. So he contradicts himself over here, where he says that if it's one who wrote it, although the kameya is mumcha, it's only through this doctor. You see that not? Now, v'chein yiravadi ikra, and Tosfos proves this point. He says, and it actually seems primary like this. That's true. Like Rashi ends up retracting. It's not necessarily this doctor itself that the amulet becomes shown to be effective. Rather, even no matter who's writing it. Because the Amrin B'Samach Kedemar later on tells us, three amulets that were written for three people, and each amulet worked three times. So the Gemara tells us, the Gavri has been proven to be effective, and the amulet. Now, Bahai Tlas Gemeya. In that case, that opening case, three amulets for three people that Rav Papa says, obviously it's talking about where one doctor had made them. Why? Because in a different situation, meaning if someone else wrote them, you wouldn't be able to say that the doctor became shown to be effective. Obviously that case, that both the amulet and the person has been shown to be effective, that they were written by one doctor. So then Cain, if that's the case, then Haida come. And then the other case that he discusses, that Namitlas Tlazimni, the other case is also talking about where he discusses of when the amulet healed three times, Ari Nami Berefe Echad, is also met by one doctor, Kamei Reisha, like the case that we just described before. And still Vukamei says, the Tamchi Kimeya, that the amulet has been shown to be effective, that obviously is coming to say the amulet has been shown to be effective from any person who writes it. Why? Because if you're going to tell me that it's only from this doctor, of course, the doctor has anyways been shown to be affected by all amulets in the world, and there wouldn't be any ramification to say that this amulet is going to be effective. Obviously, if we're saying the amulet is be effective, and it's even if it's written by someone else, so obviously we have to say Rashi retracted from what he wrote initially, that the amulet is considered as professional only from the one who wrote it. No, it's rather even no matter who writes. Additionally, Tay says, Umimash appears Nami also, this that Rashi explains. Gabitlas la zimni, when each one was shown to be effective three times, Kalachash ripa gimel pa'amim, that each script healed three times. Vafila adam echad, and even one person is enough to show the effectiveness of the Kimeya. Chaza by mizeh. Rashi retracts from this too. Because the Pirush explains when he says regarding later on that the Gemara talks about that itamchi gavre and tamchi kimeya. So Rashi explains itamchi kimeya, the effectiveness of the amulet is that the ein lo mazal chayr garm. And he says, and don't say that it's the mazal of the sick person that caused the effectiveness, meaning shemisrap by the kimeya, also that he got healed by the kimeya. And Rashi answers why? Because it's not one person. It was three people that the Kimei was shown to be established. So it's Tais Mashmat, sounds like that Rashi retracted. That we don't show the effectiveness of the amulet. Only heals three people and is not enough with one person. So therefore, here also must be Rashi retracted that the effectiveness of the amulet is not for one person, that it must be three different people. So Tais had asked on two things that Rashi wrote regarding the effectiveness of the amulet. First of all, Rashi wrote that when the amulet becomes shown to be effective, it's only that person who had written it. On that, Tesis asks, Rashi himself contradicts himself when he writes regarding Itam Chigavi, Itam Chikimeya, that the Kimeya, he said, is going to be effective no matter who writes it. And Tesis proves that that's actually correct, the way Rashi ultimately retracts, because the doctor who wrote all three Kimeyas, anyways, he's been shown to be effective. And if you're going to say that Amchai's Kimeyas only when he writes it, so what's the difference? Anyway, it's effective because of him. Forget about the Kimeya. Obviously, we're saying the Kimeya is effective no matter who writes it. Additionally, Tesis writes that Rashi retracted from this that he wrote that the effectiveness of the Kimeya is even if it's three times of one person, that no, later on he says that then you might say that's the mazal of the Chayla. Obviously, it's only when it becomes established with three people. We have established the effectiveness of the amulet, which first of all, Tez can explain how does it show the effectiveness, how do we show the effectiveness of the Kimeya? And additionally, why don't you say that the effectiveness of the Kimeya is because of the person who wrote it has been shown to be effective? That is, the Gemara said that when one person writes three Kimeyas for three people, and each one heals three times, so that's the case that we described to open the case of Itamchi Gabri and Itamchi Kimeya. So Pesha Kunjus Rashi explains, and he's bothered, he says, Vein lema mazal rifa goyim, don't say that maybe it's the mazal of the doctor that causes it, and we'll say, wait a second, this that the amulet healed is not because of the amulet, it's even though it healed three times, it's because of the mazal of the doctor. And that's as Rashi no, because the inner dovetola be mazal rifa has nothing to do with the mazal of the doctor, the b'chachmas has to do with his wisdom. Now, such Tais Mashmah, it sounds like Sharit Litin Tam, Rashi is trying to give a reasoning, Amai Tam Chikmeh, why has the amulet been shown to be effective? But Mazla Rifa Yolon Litlis, we should have made it dependent on the Mazla of the doctor. Shakva Humcha Shariba Gimel Anoshim, because the doctor has already been shown to be effective three times, Begimel Mena Kameh, with three types of amulets. So Beloha Yolon Litlis Bekameh, so we should not have made it dependent on the effectiveness of the amulet. That's what sounds like that was what Rashi is trying to answer. But that place is bothered. If that was really what Rashi is trying to answer, so it says, well, the Rashi, but Matam Nesin Lazat, he doesn't really understand. So what is Rashi giving a reason to answer this question? See, right, why is it showing the effectiveness of the Kimeya? The because every time that you have that the doctor has already been shown to be effective, because he already healed many times with different types of Kimeyas, so lo yitam chishar kimein shoshar chalam. So of course, when you have an effective doctor, that doesn't show necessarily the effectiveness of those amulets, because it's coming from an effective doctor. Even though he's already been shown to be effective with many amulets in the world, because we see he's effective, so it's not saying something intrinsic to the amulet itself. So here also, these three amulets, nami litlis b'raifa. Yeah, we should make it dependent on the doctor. Why is it true? Rashi not really answering the question. What do you mean it's not totally b'mazole? It should be. We're saying it's dependent on him, nothing to do with the amulet. So El Tzachla Tarz Kameshah Parashti Loloshin Ri, rather says that we have to answer the way I'd explain according to the explanation of the Ri and the Rimaskal Plasa, Be'inyan Shayav Amchoz Kameh Amchoz Gavr Bevas Achas, that you're going to end up having, that you're right, if you already have Amchoz Gavr, you're right, you're not going to make Amchoz Kameh. But it has to be a case where the effectiveness of the Kameh and the doctor happened at the same time. Which Tzachla had explained that the first two Kimeyas healed three times to two people. So those two have been shown to be effective. The third one was actually healed the first two times for the first two people. where the person, the doctor has not been healed, has not healed three people yet. And the third amulet also has not shown its effectiveness because it only healed two times. The third time of the amulet, which is the third person of the doctor, are happening at the same time, which is the ninth time, and therefore that's why it's going to show the Hamchas of the Kamei. But you're right, or else we actually would have the difficulty that we would say it's the Tamchi Gavra, the doctor, and not a Tamchi Kamei, and therefore Tosis, you have to explain the way he had explained the previous Tosis, that it's all happening B'Vasachas.